These are all of our stories. These are who we are as Americans.
Freedom leads to prosperity. Freedom is the victor.
This is the podcast of Grassroots Radio Colorado with your host, Chris Cook.
And this is the podcast for Grassroots Radio Colorado. Welcome. I'm glad that you're joining me. I am Chris Cook. I am your host. And this is not going to be a very long podcast. I want to do some cleanup from last night. I almost thought about starting this tonight with "You've got hate mail." It's interesting when you post something with a provocative title, how many people don't even bother to look at or listen to, in this case, what it is that you posted, and simply make comments based on the title of what it is that you posted. I posted this podcast, as probably many of you know, I posted this podcast with "Should We Repeal the Bill of Rights?" That was the title of the podcast. Yes, it's a provocative question. No, I do not want to repeal the Bill of Rights. I want to make sure that that's very, very, very clear. I don't want to do that. What last night's podcast was about, and if you haven't listened to it, I encourage you to do so. What last night's podcast was about was a thought experiment intended to bring out the true nature of our Constitution. Our Constitution is a grant from the people to the government of certain enumerated powers. That is what it is. That is why "we the people" is written in big letters. It's like when you type in all caps now. That's what Madison was doing. That's why "we the people" is so much bigger in the preamble to the Constitution, because he was screaming it. We the people are the ones who are given this power. We are the ones who own the power in the first place, not you, the government. And so last night's podcast was about that thought experiment. What would happen to our country? What would we look like right now if we had not then appended that perfect document, the Constitution, with the Bill of Rights itself? Now, it was the position of the Federalists. We'll do a little bit of history education here. And the reason... One of my hate mail pieces that I got last night is, why are you going back? Why are you looking back? You don't want to look back. We have to look forward. You want to look forward. Some of these, I got to read you actually some of these comments, because this is hilarious. One of the very first comment that I got with that to this post started, "Should we repeal the Bill of Rights?" was, "Absolutely not, ever, never. I don't care how good you sugarcoat it. It is this." I don't care. Let me try that all again. "Absolutely not, never, ever. I don't care how good you sugarcoat it. This is America, and nothing," all caps, "should ever weaken her." Got it? With four question marks. Okay, that's the kind of stuff I've been getting all day. It's absolutely been fascinating. I find it funny, because obviously the content of the podcast, the content of all my other podcasts, is certainly not to weaken the United States of America or weaken the document itself. My question is merely this: does the Bill of Rights weaken the Constitution? And Alexander Hamilton in Federalist 84 laid out a beautiful expose of the political science behind all of this and why this would weaken the document. And if you look back over the judicial history over the course of the past 200 some odd years, can't do the math right now, it's too late in the night. After, you know, for all of this time, we can see that indeed the government, the judiciary in particular, has interpreted the Bill of Rights as a grant of power to the government with small portions reserved back to the people. That is how they have interpreted the First Amendment, free speech, exercise, free exercise of religion, the right to bear arms. That is how they've interpreted it. That, I mean, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. How did the government decide that's in the Constitution that that meant, but we can regulate the heck out of it? But see, it's not spelled out that way in the Bill of Rights. It's just shall not be infringed. And so they said, okay, well, then we'll make sure that you can own guns. We're just going to make it massively expensive, really, really inconvenient, and we're going to put all sorts of restrictions on it. In contrast to a document that doesn't address whether or not the government has any business talking to us about our guns, and in fact, it is none of their business. It is none of their damn business whether or not we own a gun, according to the body of the Constitution itself. Nothing in there says the government does have the power to regulate firearm ownership. Nothing in the Constitution. It's not till we get to the Second Amendment and this reservation of rights to the people. It says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, that the government, the judiciary in particular, has decided that it gets to step in and it gets to figure out what exactly that means as far as how much rights the people have. That was the purpose of the thought experiment last night. With last night's podcast. And I encourage you to think about this again and think about it deeply, because the Bill of Rights is not where our rights come from. The government is not where our rights come from. Our rights come from God. Our rights are natural rights. They are inherent in our humanity. Our rights are our natural rights. And in no way does the government get to decide what our rights are. We have granted them powers in the Constitution. They have not granted us rights. That is how it works in a tyranny. And what I'm trying to say, what Alexander Hamilton was saying, what all the Federalists were saying, was if we do this and we understand, they were saying, you know, we understand these are important things to safeguard, and we want to make sure that it's known that they are safeguarded. But in doing so, here's the danger that you open yourself up to. That's what the Federalists were saying back in 1789. And they turned out to be right. That was my point. No, I do not in any way, shape, or form want to repeal the Bill of Rights. There's a couple of amendments that I would like to see added to the Constitution. One that, for example, would make it so that the federal government has to get the approval of 3/4 of the states in order to raise the debt ceiling. How about that? How about those apples? That talk about reserving the power back to the states. I want to see the 17th Amendment repealed. Yes, I very much want to see that one, as well as the 16th, of course. If you know my history, you know how much I hate tax. But I do not want to see the Bill of Rights repealed. I don't. My question is simply this. Do the Bill of Rights weaken the Constitution? And I think from a political and a philosophical, mostly from a political standpoint, they do, because men are not angels. And the judiciary, the judges, the Supreme Court, sit there and they try to parse. Instead of looking at the spirit of the Constitution, instead of being originalists, with the exception of Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas, instead of being originalists and going back to what was it that the founders were thinking when they wrote these things, instead of doing that, they interpret it as a living document, and they say, well, we're just going to figure out what this means for us today. And it changes. With every single makeup of the court, it changes. It doesn't matter what's written on the page anymore. It doesn't matter to them what's written there. So for all of you who've been sending me hate mail, and truly, I should modify that. I'm glad that you're commenting. I am glad that you're part of the conversation, because that's what this is all about. It really, really is. I beg you to continue to listen to the podcast so you get to know me better, first of all, and you get to know what the basis for all this is. I will also try to make sure that I caveat any more provocative headlines that I put out there, so maybe I won't get quite so much hate mail. But this is the thing. It's so important to listen. And it's so, so important to think deeply about these issues, about the issues that are facing our country. And this one in particular is near and dear to my heart. I am a constitutional conservative. That document is the foundation for the greatest experiment ever launched on the face of this planet. From that perspective, I will defend it to my death. Okay? That is how important it is to me. That is how important our foundations of liberty are to me. This country means everything. It is the salvation of the world, in my opinion. And I don't think I'm being hyperbolic when I say that. I don't think I'm overstating the case. The United States of America, the greatest experiment, the greatest idea ever launched, has the power to save the world. So we have to be defenders of it, and we have to be defenders of that idea. We have to be the heroes in this narrative. We do not want to weaken it. We want to make it stronger, which means we need to understand where that strength comes from. And if we don't understand where our strength comes from, then we're not going to be able to augment that power. We're not going to be able to augment that strength so that America can indeed survive the threats that it is facing. America can indeed survive the fragility that is being imposed upon it by the progressive left, by the people who want to see it torn down, by the people who interpret the Constitution as a living document, by those who would just basically abandon the foundations of our liberty. We have to be the stalwarts that makes sure that doesn't happen, which means we need to know our stuff. We have to understand it. We have to think deeply into it, and we have to be able to explain it to other people so that that knowledge spreads. So that's why I'm encouraging things like thought experiments. And I'm encouraging you to go back and read the Federalist Papers and look at the arguments surrounding the ratification of the Constitution, the intellectual history that predates the Constitution, and the thought process that was going into all of this. That's why I go back and I look at history. That is why we talk about that stuff here. Because it's important to understand those foundations so that we can move forward with full knowledge of what it is that we're trying to achieve. That's why I do this. So, this is, like I said, just going to be a short podcast today. I don't really want to go too much further. I don't want to beat a dead horse. But I just thank you guys so much for commenting, for being part of the conversation. And thank you for listening to this piece of it and understanding where I was coming from. It's sometimes doing a podcast without having the opportunity to have callers and have that feedback. Sometimes this can be a little difficult. So I appreciate the feedback. I will continue to do my best to address it as folks bring ideas to me or objections or think that I am way off base. And for that, I thank you. I really, truly do. So get in touch with me. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/grassrootsradiocolorado. You can also email me, Chris, K-R-I-S, at grassrootsradiocolorado.com. Love to hear from you. Always love to hear from you guys. Remember, America is great because Americans are great. So go out there and be exceptional.